Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show. Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Privacy Please. I am your host, Cameron Ivey. Man, hope you're ready for this blogcast because it's going to get facial recognized. All right, keep your minds out of the gutter, people. Let's dive into this. Today, I'm going to talk about the latest developments in shaping our society. We're exploring the Transportation Security Administration's ambitious plan to implement facial recognition technology in over 400 U.S. airports, sparking a heated debate over privacy concerns. Woo-hoo-hoo! I love it. Let's dig in. Unveiling the controversy. The TSA's, or also known as Transportation Security Administration's, I'm not going to say that again. So TSA's recent announcement of its intention to deploy facial recognition technology across a vast network of airports has ignited a flurry of privacy concerns, and it very much should. The initiative, aimed at enhancing security and expediting the screening process for travelers, introduces a new era of biometric identification within airport security checkpoints. Dubbed CAT-2 machines, these cutting-edge systems utilize facial recognition technology to capture real-time images of passengers, which are then cross-referenced with their photo IDs to verify their identities. The promise of streamlining security procedures and enabling the use of mobile driver's licenses paints a picture of convenience and efficiency. But what about the privacy part of everything? Well, they don't care about that. So let's talk about the road ahead a little bit. So despite the ambitious scope of the program, full-scale implementation may be years away. With only 600 CAT-2 units currently deployed across 50 airports, the TSA anticipates a gradual expansion over the coming decades, aiming for full operational capacity by 2030 or 2040. That's a long time away. So, yeah, that's definitely a little bit ahead. But shall we dive more into this? A decisive debate, right? Amidst the promise of enhanced security and convenience lies a contentious debate over privacy rights. Critics, including lawmakers like Senator Jeff Merkley, warn of the encroachment of a national surveillance state. The introduction of the Traveler Privacy Protection Act reflects growing concerns among policymakers about the potential misuse of facial recognition technology in airports. So navigating the privacy concerns in a response to mounting criticism, the TSA emphasizes the voluntary nature of automated ID checks and reassures the public that data collected will only be used for passenger screening purposes. Travelers retain the option to opt out of facial recognition scans without facing delays or loss of their place in line. That's good to know. Manual ID checks by TSA agents offer an alternative for those wary of biometric identification. Balancing innovation with privacy. This is my favorite part. This is the hardest part. As the TSA endeavors to enhance airport security through technological innovation, questions surrounding privacy and civil liberties persist. beyond the confines of airport terminals, recent controversies, such as the ban on facial recognition technology imposed on Rite Aid, underscores the broader implications of facial recognition software in our society. In the ever-evolving landscape of security and privacy, the TSA's facial recognition initiative serves as a focal point for critical discussions. Striking a balance between innovation and privacy, safeguards remain paramount as we navigate the complexities of modern air travel. So, a little bit of the conclusion. By exploring the TSA's initiative to implement facial recognition technologies in airports, the intersection of security and convenience and privacy in modern air travel, while advancements promise to revolutionize airport procedures, the debate over privacy rights underscores the need for careful navigation of technological innovations. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this week's blogcast. I hope it was interesting. I hope it sparked some interest. I think that's the same thing. I don't know. It's Friday. I've had too much coffee. Who cares? We love you. And we'll see you guys next week. Cameron Ivey, over and out. Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. Keep supporting Privacy Please, and we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivey, over and out. Thank you.